What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Come At Me, Bro. This is episode 10. I am one of your hosts, Joey, joined alongside Drew.
My Bonnie lies over the sea.
And Tyler.
Cowabunga. Dang it, why'd the Bills lose?
Wow, we have quite the intro going on today, guys. So Drew's Bonnie here, Tyler with the Bills loss. Tyler, why don't we go into the Bills update right here?
Yes, we can go into Bills update. I would have sound effects, but every time I try a sound effect, my computer shuts off or something. So just played in the background. Silence. Go Bills. Bills update. They are now 4-8. They seem to be somewhat not eliminated yet, because, I mean, people could lose and stuff. But they played a heck of a game against Miami. Josh Allen is just the white Michael Vick. He is very good on his feet. Teams don't know how to handle him when he's on his feet. He ran all over Miami Dolphins with 135 yards rushing with 9 rushes and threw for over 200 yards. He did have 2 picks. One of them was a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. But overall, I am very impressed with his highlights. I'm very impressed with his maturity. This is a quarterback that I want to hope is up and coming. He's not a Peterman. He is not a J.P. Loserman. He is not a Trent Edwards. He's not a Ryan Fitzpatrick. He is Josh Allen, and he's just athletic. So he doesn't know what to do with the ball yet, but he is athletic, and that's a position the Bills have been missing for a while, and there's a lot of hope in that. So tough road loss, but the next 3 out of the 4 games are home, so they're looking on the up and up for the next remaining games.
Okay, Drew, this one's going to you. Josh Allen, is he the Buffalo Bills quarterback of the future?
You have to ask me such hard questions. Right now, I think he can be. I don't think there's been a clear sign that he's not. You know, this isn't Jamarcus Russell, where after a game and a half, you knew that he was not the future of the franchise. He's shown a lot of brilliance. He's shown a lot of tenacity. And he's made some pretty incredible plays, especially given, you know, that his best receiver is Kelvin Benjamin. So I'm not going to go on record as saying he is definitely their quarterback of the future, but they're in a much better place quarterback-wise than they have been in quite a while.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Cam Newton. Cam Newton in the sense that he's good on his feet, he has a pretty good style arm, but he brings a lot of leadership to the table, and I feel like that's kind of what the Bills need right now. And it coming from a young player, I think, is a very key factor for the Bills because they can build around it.
He's a quiet leadership mentality. He's very stoic in that matter. And I would argue that Kelvin Benjamin's not as top receiver as Zay Jones, who is second year in the NFL, and they've had a pretty good chemistry going between him and Josh Allen over the last 2-3 weeks. So I would say, and if you want to put a quarterback comparison, Josh Allen is really big. And he is very strong in the pocket. The number of times he's literally been draped on and then gotten defensive ends or linebackers off of him, draping all over him, yet just, you know, says, nope, not today. He's a big boy. And so almost Ben Roethlisberger, maybe not as slow as Ben Roethlisberger, but he's a big boy.
I like it. I like it a lot. Good stuff happening in the NFL, and we can talk more about that in just a minute. Go ahead, Drew, though.
I was just going to say, I think they're trending up, maybe not the rest of this season, but moving forward, I have a little more hope for them than I did.
Well, how much hope do you have in college football? We're going to talk college football and then back to the NFL. But for now, the playoff bracket has been announced. With the number one seed in this year's college football playoffs, we have Alabama. Huge surprise there. Number 2, Clemson. Number 3, Notre Dame. And number 4, Oklahoma. Guys, we pretty much called Oklahoma last week if everyone won up at the top, and they did. And then Notre Dame, obviously, with the exemption of no championship game because they're independent. Oklahoma makes their way in, though. This leads us to an Alabama-Oklahoma matchup, and then Clemson-Notre Dame. Tyler, going to you first. Alabama-Oklahoma, do you think Oklahoma has a chance to beat Alabama here?
If they can do better than Georgia in the second half. Georgia was the best team that I've seen play against Alabama. I think Georgia was up at one point by 10 or 14 points in the second half. And of course, you know, Alabama finds a way to come back. And they were finally, Alabama's backs were against the wall. And so it was good to see how Tua would react to this type of pressure, and it's like he's back in the national championship, and he's, what he's done all years, he knows how to handle adversity. I think Oklahoma has a chance. I think they do have the firepower. Murray is very quick. He knows what to do with the ball. I don't think Alabama's dealt with a quarterback like Murray who can run and pass. He's very athletic, and Oklahoma has the firing power to put up points. It's whether Alabama's defense is going to stop him, and if Oklahoma can stop Alabama's offense, which, I mean, it sounds, duh, like, no-brainer. But both these have higher power offenses, and I'm hoping it'll be a shootout. Don't think a lot of defense is going to be played in this game.
I'm going to take the approach that I think Georgia is a better team than Oklahoma overall. I think the reason Georgia didn't get in here is because they lost to Alabama in that championship game. So the playoff committee looks at it as not only a loss, but a loss to the team that'll most likely go on and they'd have to play against if they did get in. So to me, that's the big reason that Georgia didn't get in. With that being said, Oklahoma, I don't think they're going to come as close as Georgia did.
No, I think they will. I think Oklahoma will I think they'll have just as an equal chance. Georgia having had history with Alabama, I think that goes into consideration. Oklahoma hasn't really ever played Alabama, so it's going to be strictly tape that both teams are going to go off of rather than experience. And so Oklahoma's going to have to put everything into the playbook and try something new from what they're doing, because Alabama's going to study them very well, as they have with every team. And the only way you beat Alabama is with surprises. So Oklahoma better, over this next month, have some surprises and figure out a whole new playbook so they can surprise the crap out of Alabama, because that's the only way you're going to beat them.
What are your thoughts, Drew?
Well, my main thought here is that I'm disappointed Oklahoma didn't get the number 3 seed, because they're obviously better than Notre Dame.
Agreed.
I would have loved to have seen Alabama and Oklahoma in the national championship. But as it is, this is the matchup that we get. I think it's going to be a lot better of a game than people are thinking. I'm not sure I can confidently say that Georgia is better than Oklahoma. The reason Oklahoma won the Big 12 this year is because they are actually playing some defense. Obviously, it's a different kind of defense, but we saw in their game against Texas, yesterday, that they could get after the quarterback. They could create turnovers. They could cause pressure. And they can cover receivers. So I think they're going to be able to put pressure on Alabama's offense and limit that offense. I'm going to be very interested to see what comes of Tua's injury, though. Once they finally gave up on him and put Hurts in, I was very surprised at how good Hurts looked in this offense. It's a very different offense than he was running last year, but it worked for him, and it was very impressive to see. So I think whoever they have at quarterback, they're going to be okay. So that injury doesn't worry me as much as it just more intrigues me how they'll prepare. Because would they try to switch the offense a little back towards Hurts, or keep it like it is because he was able to step in and do it? But I think Alabama's going to win this one. That defense is just too physical and too mean. They're going to get to Kyler Murray. When there's guys in his face, he definitely struggles a bit more. And I think they're going to be able to just rattle him, and that defense is going to terrorize, and the offense will be able to do enough. I definitely think Oklahoma will get stops. It's not going to be a blowout. I don't think they're going to score 50 or 60 points on Oklahoma, but they'll definitely win. They'll definitely be able to put up points, and Oklahoma's just going to get limited on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback is definitely a question mark here with Tua being injured. We don't know how big that injury is as of yet, and I would think they'd announce that probably pretty soon. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like we'd have to hear about it soon. I don't know. They'll probably try to keep it under wraps to some degree. They'll say they'll give you some general information, but once they start practicing, you'll be able to see what it is that they're thinking. I mean, they've got plenty of time for him to get better, so I don't really think it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, they got a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they start practicing in 2 weeks, so I mean, in 2 weeks... he'd probably be ready to go, whatever it is, unless it's something really crazy that they're just not telling us.
Yeah, I mean, you got quite a bit of time there, but I do like the fact we did get to see some of Jalen Hurts. We haven't seen much of him at all. But now with him in this fold, too, that brings a whole other aspect to it because he can run the ball so much better than Tua can, in my humble opinion. And Tua has been more of that passing quarterback. With that being said, now you have two quarterbacks to prepare for if you're Oklahoma, and I think that makes it that much harder.
And on that same subject line, you could tell, especially against Georgia, I know he got hurt early on, and that kind of limited what he could do moving around. But that mentality of his to always try to make a big play happen and never just living to fight another down, Georgia figured that out, and they were counting on that, and they forced a lot of turnovers from him, and it was strange to see. And so I think that other dimension of Hurts coming back in and this being a more balanced offense, it's going to change that defensive game plan a lot instead of, oh, we'll take away the ground and force you to make these mistakes in the air that we've seen you make when you're pressured. Now it's going to be, we're going to have to balance the field again. We can't use the same strategy just in case he's the quarterback we see.
Which is such an advantage. Okay, so predictions for this one. Alabama or Oklahoma? Drew.
Oklahoma.
That is incorrect. Choice not available.
No, I'm picking Alabama. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. Like I said, I wish this was the national championship. I firmly believe Oklahoma should have been the 3 seed over Notre Dame, who barely played anyone of note. But we've already talked about that. So, Alabama.
Tyler?
It's going to be year of the upset. Oklahoma's going to win. And the reason why is because every other year, Alabama gets in. There's going to be a pattern. And so Alabama's not going to be able to make it to the national championship.
Bold prediction. I like it. I'm going to stick with Drew, though. I'm going Alabama in this one. I think they will move on. That moves us to the other side of the bracket, which will be Clemson, your number 2 seed, up against Notre Dame. Tyler, what do we think about this matchup?
Clemson's going to poop on Notre Dame. Notre Dame is so garbage. People want to think they're the best team. They play no one. They're in the independent league. Everyone wants to think they're huge. They're nowhere near huge. They might as well play UCF. I mean, they went undefeated, but they've only played Michigan. I don't count Virginia Tech as a team because they went 6-6. And if you want to count Virginia Tech as a team, having to win another game just to get into a bowl game, that's not a big deal. And then they beat Syracuse. Syracuse maybe is a top 25 now. That's only because the ACC was finally competitive without other teams. I mean, the only other teams that were competitive in the ACC were Pittsburgh and Clemson, but Notre Dame never played Clemson in the ACC. So Notre Dame is going to get their bell rung and then some. I'm going to see Clemson scoring over 50 points and Notre Dame maybe scoring 22.
Okay, I like it. I don't know if I'll take mine that high, but I do think Clemson wins. I think they score around 35 to 45, somewhere in that range. They're going to put a lot on the board, and I think Notre Dame's offense is going to struggle against this Clemson Tiger defense. Overall, for me, I think we're setting it up for another Alabama-Clemson showdown in the final. Drew.
Yep, I feel the exact same way. I mean, not only had a lot of thoughts there that tried to come out all at once. Let me try that again and funnel them correctly. Both of these teams are undefeated, but these records are no way identical. The fact that Clemson plays a much tougher schedule. I know the ACC was down a little bit this year, but when you play a conference schedule and you're playing these people every year, they learn how you play, and that's what makes conference games a lot more competitive, is you're playing each other all the time. You build up these rivalries, these emotional investments. Notre Dame just doesn't have that. I mean, they have that with Navy and USC, and they happen to play both of those teams this year when they're both terrible. So I don't give any credence to any of that. There's also the fact that statistically Clemson just looks so much better than Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame 33.6 points per game, Clemson 45.4 points per game. Clemson's defense 13.7 points per game. Notre Dame's defense 17.3 points per game. I mean, it's not even fair. Clemson should run all over them, and maybe Notre Dame will surprise me, and I'll have to eat my words. We'll all have to eat our words and such. But I was going to say something about bowing down to our Catholic overlords, but I mean, you guys are already there. So, I don't know. It should be... I think it'll be a better game than people are thinking it'll be, even myself. But I just don't see how Clemson even possibly loses this game.
Yes, Mother Mary will be there, but she'll be there for sorrow support when Notre Dame loses.
Okay, guys, if we're going to go with that prediction, then for Tyler, he is going to have an Oklahoma versus Clemson final, and Drew and I will take an Alabama Clemson final for ourselves. Drew, now let's go to Tyler first since he's different. Tyler, who's mm-hmm. going to take it out on top between Oklahoma and Clemson?
Clemson. Clemson has the firepower. They have the confidence. What we're not taking consideration as well is that everyone is pretty much two East Coast teams and a Midwest and two Midwest teams, Southwest team, you count Oklahoma. But where they're playing this game is in California. So that is going to have a little bit of adversity there. And I think Clemson can overcome that. Alabama going out west, I don't think there's a good record of them doing well. I mean, I can make up a statistic right now that when Alabama plays away, when they play a West Coast game, they have a better chance of losing in a statistic I just made up. But they're playing in California, the national championship game. But I think Clemson's going to have more firepower. I think they've been there, done that, got a T-shirt. This is Oklahoma's first chance in the playoff, and so they're going to be too hyped over the fact that they beat Alabama and are not going to be prepared for Clemson. So Clemson's going to win that one.
Lightning will not strike twice in Tyler's picks. Drew, for your final here, Clemson up against Alabama. We've seen it before. We've seen it go both ways. It's been an exciting match. Who takes it this time?
I am really feeling torn on this one. You know, we saw how well Georgia was able to play at Alabama. They let off the gas a little bit, and Alabama came storming back. Clemson is definitely a better team than Georgia, especially that offense. Alabama has not faced an offense this good. Even if they beat Oklahoma, it's still not going to be the same, because I would take Clemson's receivers over Oklahoma's receivers, and I would take their running back over Oklahoma's running back. The only difference is that Clemson's quarterback doesn't run quite as well as Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a freak as far as that athleticism goes. It's incredible to watch. But they have not faced a quarterback who can make these throws that Clemson's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, can make. And they have the receivers to take advantage of that arm that he has. So it's going to be a very interesting game, and I honestly think it's going to turn into a shootout, much like a couple years ago when Clemson won. And I don't know. I don't want to pick a winner, because I won't be shocked either way. But since you're going to make me pick, I'm going to pick Alabama, because until someone beats Alabama, I'm not going to believe that somebody can beat Alabama.
Good time. So Drew is picking the New England Patriots of college football to win another one here. I'm in the same situation, Drew. I really have no idea who to pick. I think Clemson has a really strong offense. I think their offense is the stronger of the two. But at the same point, that Alabama defense is so scary. To me, it's going to come down to turnovers. If we see something similar like the Georgia game, if Alabama can get the turnovers or turn over the ball to Clemson and Clemson has more opportunities, I think Clemson will come out on top. With that being said, I think the quarterback injury also plays into this very big.
Like I said, and I'm just not sure that the injury is going to have as big of an impact as we think, because I think either of these quarterbacks are capable of running that offense and winning a national championship. You know, Jalen Hurts goes anywhere else and he's the starting quarterback. I don't care which team it is.
Except for maybe Clemson.
Except maybe Clemson, but even then, you know, that's... It's up in the air. He is a phenomenal talent. This isn't the case of we have a guy with a limited skill set that we like to rotate in, or we're doing a quarterback split. He could be a starter anywhere else that he wanted to be. So I don't think the injury is going to have as big of an impact as we think. Plus, I agree with Tyler. I think Tua's going to be fine, and so then it'll be they can have both of them, and so whichever they need for the situation, they can play.
I feel like my mind tells me Alabama and my heart tells me Clemson. Like, I want to believe that Clemson's defense will be able to pull off some interceptions and fumble recoveries and set them up for more offensive points, but the Alabama defense just scares me as well. Clemson, I think, is by far the biggest test they're going to have all year as a defensive unit. With that being said, though, when they come to these close games, we saw it with Georgia as well, they're able to make halftime adjustments. They're able to even make fourth quarter adjustments to put themselves ahead. And that, to me, with this unit, they've done it so many times before, it just, it scares me to pick against them, to be honest. There is fear there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who to pick in this one. If I have to pick right now, I kind of want to pick the upset with Clemson. I kind of want to believe in the Clemson offense, but I'm going to pick Alabama and play it safe.
Gosh, you guys are wimps.
It's so hard to pick against that defense. They're so scary. Like, the offense, yeah, I think they, ah, gosh dang it. This is the hardest matchup I think I've ever had to pick in college football.
Well, guess what? We don't have to decide right now because we don't even know if they're playing yet. So we'll pick the national champion when they get picked. All right, so did you guys hear about the new game?
What's the new game, Ty?
I'm going to pick two teams that I think would be good in a bowl game.
Ooh, okay. At the rankings, I like this.
And you tell me if you think that's a good matchup or not. What?
Huh? Okay, it's like, okay, so you're gonna pick two teams you think would be in a good bowl or be good in a bowl game, then what?
I want you to see who'd you first of all, I want you to tell me whether it's a good bowl game or not.
Okay.
If you would want to watch that, and then who would win.
Okay.
All right. So first one is Ohio State versus UCF.
Absolutely. I would love to see that matchup. I hate that they're not playing each other, actually.
They might.
No, they've already put out the bowl matchups.
They did?
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah.
That totally was a buzzkill there.
Yeah, I mean, no. They haven't. They definitely haven't put them out this afternoon.
I think this game still could work, though, Tyler. It might not happen, but it's still, I don't know, it's interesting perspective. I personally would love that bowl game, too. I feel like UCF needs an opponent to prove themselves against, and Ohio State could be one of them. Most people would pick Ohio State to win in that game. I probably would be one of those people. But UCF, this is the challenge they've been looking for. They want a top-ranked team. I think this gives it to them. I hope it's a close match, but I think Ohio State wins by 20.
See, I think UCF would absolutely beat Ohio State. I think they would beat Notre Dame.
Even missing a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't slow them down at all against Memphis. Now, I realize it's Memphis, but still. He came in and he put up some really big numbers, and he had already been the quarterback a couple other times and had put up some really good numbers. So I don't think it slows down their offense or their game plan. And I think they can handle Ohio State. They have a good defense, and they're able to deal with pressure.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at some of the bowl games. All right. Just by looking at, yeah, Florida-Michigan, that's one of the bowl games. That sounds like a terrible bowl game. Both of them are awful teams. Florida has played okay. Michigan, I feel like they always have any type of big game situation, they have their tail between their legs, and they run for cover. We look at the Ohio State game. We look at the first game of the season against Notre Dame. I think this team, both these teams don't deserve this peachy game that they're in. The Peach Bowl game. So I think you could definitely have two better teams in there that would make a better game, in my opinion. Any duds from the bowl games committees that have been selected, if you guys have looked at them already?
I'm kind of curious to hear Drew's thoughts on the one you just called out.
Oh, I think it's a terrible bowl game. I think Michigan's going to destroy them. I feel like Florida's been overrated all year. I know they've managed to pull off a couple really big wins, but I mean, so did Tennessee, and they didn't finish very well. So, I think Florida benefited from a couple good timing games this year that definitely made their record better. But I don't see them doing much against Michigan. Their offense is absolutely horrible. Michigan's at least got a decent offense. I don't see this being a great matchup at all, and I hate both of these teams, so that makes it even worse for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat here. I have to agree. I think Michigan is going to come out pretty heavily on this one. The other one that stands out to me, Georgia versus Texas. I'm surprised we see Georgia getting an opponent that is ranked that much lower.
Well, so I've got a lot of issues with the rankings this year, especially the final rankings. Texas should be ranked higher. I realize they had a couple losses that weren't great, but they beat Oklahoma, and they had a close one against Oklahoma in the championship. I think they're a really good team. They're a top 10 team, and they should be in the top 10. And I think this is actually going to be a really good game, and I would actually take Texas in this game.
When you lose to Maryland, you're not
good. And that's what's killing them. And I realize, I know we talked about first games of the year, but there really is some truth to the idea that you're a completely different team by the end of the year than you are at the beginning of the year. Because by them losing to Maryland, then there's no way they should have been able to even challenge Oklahoma. So they're definitely a better team than they were then. But I know that's why they're not ranked higher. But and I think the matchup here has more to do with who gets into those games, because it's SEC versus Big 12. And so those are the top two teams from those conferences that are left that aren't in the New Year's Six game, or that aren't in the playoff. That's why they're matched up.
I don't know, Drew. I feel like Texas plays to the level of their opponent. I feel like regardless of who they play to the level of their opponent. So maybe because Georgia is a high-level opponent, Texas will find their way up to that level. I just don't see Texas with a win in this one. They've had so many close matchups. I mean, Tulsa, 28-21. Maryland, they lost to. You look at Texas versus K-State, it was 19-14. Who's some other ones in here? West Virginia, I would give them a high-quality team. West Virginia won that one, but it was very close. Yeah, I think those are the biggest ones. Oklahoma State maybe as well was a close loss. But it feels like every one of their matchups has been determined by a score. So when it comes down to that, up against a very good Georgia team that almost took down Alabama, I think it's going to be very tough for Texas to pull out a W.
I don't doubt that it'll be tough. I'm making my pick. I think Texas actually wins that game and shocks some people.
Okay, well, I will...
Both these teams need to go to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Yeah. That's where I think both these teams belong. I got two things on my mind right now before I forget. If you could be in a bowl game, what bowl game would you want to be in? Like, just fun-sounding one. And two, the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of these bowl games, they give out a lot of free stuff to the players. So, like, for example, I wouldn't want to be in the Dollar General Bowl because I'd probably just get gift cards from Dollar General, or the Jared Birmingham Bowl, which, like, what the heck do you get for that? I've never even heard of Jared Birmingham. Cheez-It Bowl would be pretty cool.
So that was absolutely my choice, was the Cheez-It Bowl, just for the Cheez-Its. Although, you know, the Camping World Bowl might be pretty good. They probably give you some good equipment for camping and outdoors and stuff.
Well, I think that's all fun and dandy, guys, but I will personally be choosing the Hawaii Bowl or the Bahamas Bowl. I'll take my free trip out of it, personally.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, it's so hot.
But someone's paying for your plane ticket to one of these places.
You always complain that you're always hot.
I'm always hot no matter where. I can go up to Alaska and be hot. But if I'm here in Hawaii or if I'm here in the Bahamas, and it's winter, man. So this is the coldest time of the year. Hawaii is probably like 60 degrees. It's beautiful right now. Bahamas, I could get my hair braided or something over there. Be good times.
Hair braided. Yeah, because you got so much hair. Wow.
I got to tell you.
And then, all right. And then the last thing, I know, bowl games. Did anyone see, did you guys watch the championship games or some of them? Did you watch the halftime shows?
I didn't see any halftime
shows. I didn't watch any halftime shows.
Okay, it was a halftime show, but the Dr. Pepper where they got to throw the football into like the little Dr. Pepper can.
Yeah, they do it like basketball style.
they can do it basketball style, but like I prefer like field goals rather than throwing it into a hoop. And second place gets $25,000.
How many people would pull their hamstrings kicking field goals out there?
Also, yeah, but nobody would hit them.
How difficult
that is. Nobody would
hit them.
That's
like actually a challenge. But they're throwing footballs in a giant, like maybe hit a Dr. Pepper can, not like put one the size of a house and throw it at it.
Well, it's supposed to be fun and entertaining and also not that difficult. They're trying to give money away. They're not trying to challenge people to get money.
Hey, I'd challenge people $100,000. I'd make them do a little bit more than just throw a freaking football at a
I
house.
mean, that's chump change for Dr. Pepper. They probably lose that
Yeah.
much money in the sofa every year.
In the what?
In the sofa, in the couch, you know, in between the cushions.
Oh, in the sofa.
I don't know. I'm kind of between you both on this. I like the idea of giving the money away, but at the same point, I feel like it could be more difficult. Kicking a field goal, I think you'd have to have way too many people sign waivers for. But if you're something like a smaller target, I think that works. Like Christopher Newport University in Newport News, for example, they do kind of like a think of it like a person with like a hole in it, like a poster of a person with a hole. So like their
Yeah.
mascot looks like he's about to catch a football, and they usually put it like 20 or 30 yards away.
It's like one of
And the
those
hole
carnival
is a
games.
And the hole is about the size of like a, I don't know, maybe double the size of a football, so it's a really thin hole. And I've only seen one person hit that in the time of I probably saw 30, 40 games there.
Jeez.
So it's hard, but they win something crazy. It's like tuition for a year or tuition for a semester or something. I
It's
kind of
like
like
those
it that
half or
way.
full court shots that they do for basketball games.
Yeah, like something like that, like where someone might hit it, but it's not going to happen very often. And you have a bigger prize pool because of that. You could almost use it like the lottery where it builds up. Like you started at $5,000 or whatever. And then if people don't hit it over time, it builds up. So I don't know.
mean,
I just think it'd be more interesting.
that would be fun, but again, this is, hey, we're gonna give this money to somebody no matter what, so let's just make it fun. Not, oh, you didn't do good enough, so you win nothing. You
They
know?
can still win
Who
something.
gives the money? Is it the conference?
It's Dr.
Dr.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Oh, it's just straight up Dr. Pepper. Got it.
Yeah, it's just a promotional thing. They're like, look how much money we're giving to people by our drink.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense then.
But second place gets $25,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I would take second place in a heartbeat.
Is it fans or students?
They're students, but
Students.
they're fans.
And does it, okay, sorry. So student-aged fans, does it have to be used toward tuition or can they buy anything with it?
They
No,
say
they gotta
it's
use tuition.
tuition, so I'm assuming it covers probably like books and stuff as well, but
Yeah, $25,000 covers like maybe half your semester these days.
Well,
I
it
mean, where
depends
I
what
went to
school you
school,
go
that's how much it
to.
was for like all 4 years,
Yeah,
so.
it really depends. And then you get the in-state, out-of-state argument, the private versus public. So there's a whole bunch of different factors that come into all that craziness. But yeah, I think as long as it's earmarked towards scholarships, it's cool. If it's like a some frat guy goes and wins it and ends up buying alcohol for the house for the next year and a half, I think it's a little different.
I just like the idea of $100,000 in alcohol being only a year and a half.
Okay. Some of those
That's
frat
what
houses
happens
go
for
a little
some
crazy,
kids.
man.
All right, could you think of a better halftime event than throwing a football at a house?
I personally like to see you up there doing a dance to maybe the Macarena.
No one wants to see
No, they
that.
don't. Talking about funny Tyler moments, though, I'm looking through the list of bowls here, and I see the Belk Bowl, and I can't help but remember when Tyler didn't know what Belk was.
I was literally thinking about that, and I didn't know if I wanted to bring it up.
Oh, I wanted to bring it up.
You remind me what Belk is again? Other than like the Belch Bowl.
It's a department store like JCPenney
That's
or
what, okay, that's what I
Macy's
thought.
or something.
Another store that's going to go out of business
It's
in 3 years because of
it's
Amazon.
based in Charlotte, so the game is in Charlotte.
The Belch Bowl.
No, stop that. Oh, that's so funny. I
Good
still
times.
remember that, Tyler. What the heck is a Belk?
Yeah, that was the best. It might be a decent game too. It's South Carolina and Virginia.
Oh, gosh. Virginia is just. Who did Virginia Tech play? Did
They
Virginia Tech
rolled
get a game?
Cincinnati in the Military Bowl in
Again,
Annapolis.
that's like the seventh time they've played each other at that bowl. No lie.
The
Like, they've played
seventh
each other
time.
probably. They've probably played each other maybe. They pretty much. You might as well call it the Virginia Tech Cincinnati Bowl because I swear, for the last 6 years, that's all they've played is each other. And the Marine Corps at the Marine Corps Memorial Stadium at Navy, like in Annapolis. I'm pretty sure, in all seriousness, they've probably played each other 3 times, but it feels like maybe 6 or 7 times that they played each other. They just need to call it the Cincinnati Virginia Tech bowl game.
Well, boys, if you want to come down for the Belk Bowl, tickets are as cheap as $36 right now.
Who's playing?
South Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah, not worth it.
Oh, but you could hang out with me.
Hashtag I'd rather hang out with you.
We just sit at home and watch football on TV.
I'd rather hang out with you and watch the game on. I wouldn't even watch that game on TV. I'd rather read a book.
I mean, I'd be okay with that. We can sit around and read and drink beer at my house.
I don't drink.
All right,
Tyler, you are so off statistically. It's not even funny. So they have never fought each other in this bowl except once. So it happened in December 27, 2014. It was the Military Bowl with both teams. Outside of that, though, they've only played each other four times since 1995.
But has Tech played in this North End Grumman Bowl for a while now?
You mean the Military Bowl?
The Military Bowl.
This is going to be Virginia Tech's second appearance in it.
Second? No.
Yep.
All right, what about Cincinnati?
This will be Cincinnati's second. And again, the first time is when they fought each other in 2014.
Exactly.
So they've only fought each other twice in this bowl, and they've only tried each other or fought against each other four times since 1995.
Yeah, this is, you know, anything I'd say on the show is just made up statistics. So the red box bowl, free movies.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Maybe they'll give you a free red box machine.
Oh, probably not, but good try. Probably be a $1 off coupon.
No, it'll be a $1 coupon, or they give you a machine with no movies in it.
Yeah, just here you go. Put your own movies in it.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so last question then. If you're going with me to my bowl game, are you going to go to Hawaii or are you going to the Bahamas? We're talking December 22nd for Hawaii, the 21st for the Bahamas.
Know that I'm expecting my wife would kill me if I left her, so I can't go to any of
Okay,
them.
On any other year.
Let's I'm just assume the Bahamas that's not Bowl.
Current.
I'm going to do the Bahamas Bowl just because I like the Toledo-FIU matchup better than I like the, where'd the other one go? The Hawaii-Louisiana Tech matchup. So, I mean, that's a home game for Hawaii. Like, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, trash. I don't feel like they've been that good either in recent years.
That's so, yeah, why do they put them in that? So, what is SoFi?
SoFi? What do you mean?
It's called the SoFi Hawaii Bowl.
And that's the sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I don't even what see that SoFi? On my list.
Personal finance company. Social Finance Inc. is an online personal finance company that provides student loan refinancing, mortgages, and personal loans.
All right. That's our new sponsor.
There you go.
Hashtag Bill.
Come at me, bro. Is sponsored by SoFi.
Oh, okay. That is unofficial, friends.
Yeah, don't say that. They'll sue
us.
That
is unofficial. Let's not put that in
our four episode. Listeners are all going to reach out to SoFi and say thank you for
let's
sponsoring
not
us.
Do that.
And we're three least, of those four listeners.
There's definitely six listeners.
Oh my gosh. We have more than that, but that is going to be the end of this episode. Come At Me Bro 10 has ended, but catch us next week for Come At Me Bro episode 11, where we will talk about the Packers firing Mike McCarthy and more. You can find us on Twitter at CAMB Podcast. You can also email us at CAMBpodcast@otnmedia.org. Shoot us an email. We'd love to talk about it on the show. And last but not least, patreon.com/OTN is where you can support us. Check Drew, Tyler, and I out as we head into our fantasy football playoffs if we make it in our leagues. That will come up on next week's episode as well. Have a good one, guys.
Bad Boy Moe's Gasparilla Bowl.
This podcast is part of the Overtime Network. Get more at overtimenetwork.com.